This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time now for my strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter. Sorry about this.
Taking you so long.
Pay attention.
I'm sorry. It's a Tommy Tuesday. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's Taco Tuesday. Subject, all in the family. Dear Stephen Shirley, I don't know how to take the man that I'm seeing. His wife died 2 years ago, and he said that he's ready to settle down again. We started being intimate after our second date, so I would say I know him very well. He tried to get me to send him a nude photo once, but I refused. I am 58, so I don't do that. And he is 59, so he shouldn't do it either. But he does. He loves to send pics of his body, and I never said anything about it because I assumed it's what couples do now. I was at my daughter's house and one of his nude pictures popped up. I told my daughter about how bad it irritates me to see his nudes, but she said I need to stop being so prissy, and she asked to see the picture. I showed it to her, and I almost spit out my water when she said she knows my man. She said she recognized the tattoo down his side and the one on his wrist. She said that she slept with him a few years ago when his wife was alive. She said he bought her a lot of jewelry and treated her nicely at all times. She started talking about how good he is in bed, and my stomach started churning. I had to remind her that I'm currently seeing the guy, and we, too, have a lot of good sex. My daughter said it's cool, and what's in the past is in the past. First of all, this man is a cheater. Secondly, and most importantly, he's slept with my daughter. When I told him, he also said that it's in the past, so let it go. He joked about it being weird on holidays if we got married, but I wasn't in a joking mood. This is too much for me to process. Do I overlook this because he's a great guy? Why am I the only one that thinks it's a deal breaker? Please help. This is too weird. You and your daughter really have an interesting relationship. I'll say that. You guys tell everything, huh? to each other. this is crazy. Listen, this is your life, though, and if you have a right to your feelings. This man you've been dating for the last 2 years cheated on his wife back in the day with your daughter. That's a lot. It's really a lot. You know, this wasn't some random person he cheated with. I mean, the fact that he cheated is bad enough, but this was your daughter. Who doesn't seem to be bothered by all of this at all. I don't know about your man. Everyone's telling you it's the past and to let it go. Well, maybe you could if it wasn't your very own daughter, but it was. You're old school. We don't do that. It's all just a little too freaky. So you don't have to do anything that makes you uncomfortable. You and your daughter, very close, like I said. But do you want to be that close where you can say we've slept with the same guy and it's okay? I'm sure it's been done before between mothers and daughters unknowingly sleeping with the same guy, but now you know. And if this is your deal breaker, stand by that. Okay, Steve?
Well, letter's crazy. This woman says at the top, I don't know how to take the man I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Well, they started dating. His wife died 2 years ago, and now the man say he ready to settle down. Y'all started being intimate on your second date. So she says, I know him very well. Well, then he tried to get her to send some nude pictures. She refused because she's 58 and she don't do that. And she said he's 59, so he shouldn't do it either. He loves to see pictures of his body. I never said anything about it because I assume that's what couples do now. Well, she was over at her daughter's house and one of the pictures popped up and she told the daughter how bad it irritated her when she do that. And the daughter said, stop being so prissy, and she asked to see the picture. I showed it to her. Okay, let's pump your brakes right here.
Right.
I don't understand that part right there. Your man sends you nude pictures of himself. Your daughter say, let me see it, and then you show it to her. Now, we already crossing all kinds of lines and stuff. Because if this relationship were to go all the way, and let's say he say ready to settle down, y'all get married. Now, she done seen naked pictures of the man. So that's kind of crazy anyway. And then the lady said, I almost spit the water out of my mouth when she said she knows my man. Mm. She said she recognized the tattoo down his side and the one on his wrist. And then says she slept with him a few years ago when his wife was alive. And then said how well he treated her and bought her a lot of jewelry and all the time. Then start talking about how good he is in bed. Now, the whole time, the mama's stomach is turning. I had to remind her I'm currently seeing the guy and we, too, have had a lot of good sex. My daughter said, Mama, it's cool. Look, what's in the past is in the past. Now, here's a problem that mama had. She done went back and said, well, first of all, this man is a cheater. Well, I don't think that's the problem. I think your problem is deeper than that because you don't know the situation between him and the wife before she passed. You don't really know none of that. But anyway, that's part of it. Secondly, and most importantly, he slept with my daughter. That's where the problem is. We come back, what I think.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, all in the family. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is All in the Family. Sounds so
well, this woman is dating this guy and come to find out that, long story short, she found out that her daughter is dating him too, was dating him. He used to be married. His wife died 2 years ago. The daughter was dating the man while he was still married. He treated her really nice, bought her a lot of jewelry, and they had good sex. He found out because the man sent her a new picture, and the daughter said, "Let me see it," and recognized the man. So now she was telling them how good a sex they had, and the mama almost spit the water out of her mouth saying, "Hey, look, wait, we have good sex too, and how you know him, blah, 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 blah." And then the daughter said it's cool. What's in the past is in the past. And so mom started surmising or coming up with her problems. She said, first of all, this man is a cheater. Secondly, and most importantly, he slept with my daughter. Now, that is a problem. Then she went and she told the guy, and he also said, it's in the past, so let it go. Then he joked about it being weird on holidays if we got married, but I wasn't in a joking mood. That is going to be a problem. Not only has she seen pictures of him nude, she done been with him nude. Your daughter, if y'all get married, then slept with her stepdaddy. Woo. This is too much for me to process. Do I overlook this because he's a great guy? Well, great guys make mistakes all the time. Now, he didn't know you at the time, so it's kind of hard to hold that one against him. But once you find out he just slept with your daughter, it gets a little weird. It's kind of crazy now. I don't really see how y'all going to make this work. That's going to be uncomfortable for everybody. And you say he's a cheater. Once a man's a cheater, he's always a cheater. That's not a true statement, ladies. That men change all the time. Men become better. Men get it right. So that's not a true statement. But what's to say he don't see your daughter and want her again? What's to say your daughter don't see him and want him again? Mm-hmm. It's going to be uncomfortable at the holidays. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing? Well, how you doing? How you been?
How your picture?
Hey, good to see you. Good to see you. And I saw the picture you sent my mama. Uh-huh. I see you still holding. You know, during this conversation.
Right. Where's that going?
Now, do I overlook this because he's a great guy? The joking about it is going to be weird on the holidays. That's, you know, he didn't show no remorse. Wow. Had I known, I'm really sorry. Look, I really care about you. I don't want to lose you. I hate that this happened. Why am I the only one that thinks it's a deal breaker? Please help. Well, because it is a deal breaker. I don't know how you're going to fix this in your mind to play this out. I just don't know how. Obviously, you and your daughter are super close. Because y'all just be telling everything. First of all, you showed the picture of your man naked to your daughter. But right. She asked to see it. Y'all out of bounds already. Then you go to your man. Yeah, it's true, but what's in the past is in the past. We all let that go now. It is going to be crazy, though, holidays. Hey, girl, hey. What you want me to call you, daddy or big daddy? Which one you want to be called? You know, you was bringing. You was bringing. Hey, can I get a hug? Not too much. Yeah, it's just, I don't know where y'all going with this. So I think it is a deal breaker. I think you're going to be uncomfortable the majority of this relationship. Or you cut your daughter off.
Oh.
Never speak to her again. See, and that ain't going to work, right? So I think we have a problem. Yeah, we have a real problem. So I don't know how this is going to work. I know I can't be in no relationship where I just slept with the mom and the daughter. I can't.
No, it's too weird.
I can't be sitting up in here trying to.
And my mom and I were close, but we were not this close. We've never had these kinds of conversations like these two women in this letter had.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though.
What?
I'm gonna tell you one thing. Ooh, the mama fine. I'm going to just tell you that right there. Mama fine.
At 58,
mama,
yes.
That mama fine, man. Sure. Yeah, because he want nude pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If she ain't fine, you don't ask for nude pictures if you don't think they're fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't ask for that.
Well, whether she sends hers or not, he's definitely sending his. So is he fine? He's 59.
He thinks he is. Yeah, he all right.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't what he think he is.
Uh-huh, exactly.
He ain't Thomas.
All right, post your comments. Right there, we're going to end it. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.